Benson, 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 you look troubled.
Not now, Clayton.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. How'd your meeting with the legislature go? No, don't tell me. The look on your face says it all.
Read the look on my lips. Go away.
You know, I warned you, Benson. You get tough with the legislature, they're going to get tough with you. Why don't you ever listen to me?
Why don't you listen to me? Go away, take off, depart, hit the road, jack, happy trails, hi-yo, Clayton, away.
Look, all I am saying to you...
Benson, I have a bone to pick with you.
Thank you, but I already ain't.
Just a moment, Miss Kraus. I was here first.
Your turn is over. Take a walk.
You don't tell me what to do.
All right, stay, but you'll be unconscious.
I don't have to put up with this kind of behavior. I'll be in my office.
Benson, I want you to listen to what I have to say.
Okay, can I be unconscious?
This is serious. Now, when I came to this country, my first big job was as head housekeeper at the Fenley Residence Hotel.
Do they want you back? How wonderful.
Benson, listen to me. They're going to tear down the Fenley.
So, what is your point?
I want you to save it. Oh, Benson, it's a beautiful hotel. And it is very dear to me. I have friends living there.
Kraus, I appreciate the situation, but I cannot be responsible for every individual in this state. I will give you the names of some people and some agencies, then they can help.
I don't want agencies. I want you.
Oh, come on, Kraus. I don't have the time. Can't you see I'm in the middle of a budget crisis?
It's because you don't like me, isn't it? That's the only reason you won't help.
No, it's not the only reason. It's the main reason. But it's certainly not the only reason.
Oh. Well, Benson, listen, I have some ideas about the budget.
Good.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this, the old Fenley Hotel. I lost my innocence there, you know. That's quite a story.
Yeah, some other time. We really should be talking about the budget.
Oh, right. See, it was at the Christmas party that my dad always threw for the people that worked at the lumber mill.
That's extremely interesting. But you know we're going to have a big problem with the legislature.
Oh, yeah, that Senator Chapman's given us nothing but trouble.
Yeah, he's been against us from the start.
And his ideas don't make any sense. But anyhow, after we finished opening up the Christmas party, Mrs. Robinson asked me to go upstairs and get her jacket for her. Well, when I got up to that room, I saw something that no innocent five-year-old should ever have to see.
You lost your innocence when you were five. 5 years old. You expect me to believe that?
Yeah. Anyhow, back to the budget.
How?
Huh?
How?
Well, see, up until that time, I had totally believed in Santa Claus. But there was Mr. Robinson putting on this rented red costume and this phony white beard. I tell you, I realized that from that day forward, I would never be a child again.
You were wrong.
Benson, I just heard the state is running out of money. Is that true?
If we don't get the budget passed.
How much time do we have?
Well, according to my calculations, the state has enough money to honor its obligations until 3 o'clock next Thursday.
Next Thursday, huh? Is there any chance of me getting an advance on next Friday's paycheck?
No.
Never hurts to ask.
All right. I think I'll go call up some of those bonehead legislators and tell them that they still work for the people. Come on, Pete.
Yes, sir. Not to put any pressure on you, but
It's really going to break little Petey's heart when he finds out that Uncle Benson can't get Daddy a paycheck.
Pete, the kid's only 6 months old. He'll get over it. Now, stop this. Now, let go of me.
This will just take a few minutes.
It will not take any minutes because I am going home. Now, let go of my arm.
Why don't you just take a look around?
I am not taking a look around. You tricked me.
Well, it was the only way I could think of to get you here.
Rouse, give me the jacket. I want it, and I want it now. Give it to me.
Can't you just wait for a minute?
No, now, now, Rouse.
Do you two want a room for the night?
Do I look this desperate?
It's me, Gretchen.
Oh, I didn't recognize you all flushed like that.
Eddie, this is the gentleman I've been telling you about, the one who is going to save the hotel.
Oh, you're a good man. Let me show you around the place.
Ross?
Please, Benson.
All right. I'll look around the lobby, but then you got to take me to my car.
This hotel first opened its doors in 1902. President Teddy Roosevelt himself cut the ribbon.
Oh, yeah, it was a grand occasion. Oh,
were you there?
Of course you was there. Why do you think Teddy carried a big stick?
Quite a card. Anyhow, back then, it wasn't called the Fenley. It was called the Promenade. Do you know why?
I don't have the slightest idea.
It was called the Promenade because it was the only stop coast to coast of the Promenade Special.
The fanciest train to ever ride the rails.
Look, Eddie, I can see that this is a grand old hotel, and I agree that it would be a shame to lose it.
Then you will help us.
Ross, there are people better qualified than I to deal with this situation.
Well, that may be true, but I don't trust strangers.
Eddie, we're not exactly frat brothers.
No matter. I'm a good judge of character. And if any man can save this hotel, it's you.
He's right, Benson.
Don't try to flatter me. It won't work.
Come on. Let me introduce you to
everybody. It's not going to change anything, eh?
Yeah. Folks, can I have your attention? I'd like you to meet Benson, Gretchen's beau.
Wait, hold. Now, let's get one damn thing straight right now. I am not Gretchen's anything.
These are the residents of the Fenley.
Nice to meet you. You've got a lovely home.
And this is the man who's going to save our hotel.
I did not say anything about it. What are you talking about? Thank you very much, Izzy.
Thank God there are still people like him in this world.
Sorry. Really, that's not necessary.
Set your fears aside. Any man who can care as much as this man cares is not going to allow some scallywag to toss us out into the streets. Or have I totally misjudged you?
All right, I'll do what I can. But I'm not promising anything.
Oh, Benson, I knew you wouldn't let us down.
Oh, come on, Cross. Bobby. You want to show affection, just wag your tail.
Oh, Benson, listen.
Oh, hi, honey. Are we interrupting a meeting?
I was just trying to get Benson to sign this petition.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're taking an interest in social issues.
Is that cute? We've got our own little Ralph Nader.
Clayton, if I were Ralph Nader, I'd have you recalled.
Well, Hudson, how's it going?
Well, I spoke to some people at the Housing Authority, and it looks like I'm going to have to deal directly with the owner.
What on earth are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Fenley Residence Hotel. What are you talking about?
About the budget.
Oh, the budget. Well, forget the budget. It's all messed up.
Oh,
do my ears deceive me, or is the great Benson Dubois admitting that there might be a flaw in his little plan?
Give it a rest, Clayton. If Benson's right, the people will support us.
Well, I've got the latest poll. We're not too popular with John Q. Public.
Yeah, it's not panic. It's only one person.
Pete, what are the numbers?
38% support us, 44% support the legislature, and 18% cussed me out because I called in the middle of Dynasty.
Oh, Benson, never mind. I'll wait.
Okay, Clayton, come on. Let's see if we can pull the fat out of the fire.
Always ready to clean up Benson's little messes.
Yeah, way to go, buddy. See you in the bread line.
Well, I think it is just terrible of them to put the pressure on you like that.
I appreciate your concern, Krause.
Now, what are you doing about the hotel?
There's the Krause that I know and despise. I have a meeting tomorrow morning at 9:30 with Hank Buchanan. He's the developer.
Oh, good. What time shall I be here?
About 9:15. August 19th, 1996.
Ha, ha.
And don't be early.
Benson, could you hide this for me? I don't want Pete to find it.
Well, things getting that bad at home, you have to hide food?
Oh, no, it's a fake lettuce. You see, it's where I hide the household money so Pete can't get his hands on it.
You're hiding money from Pete in food?
No, well, it's safe. He usually doesn't eat lettuce. But he's starting to get desperate.
Sure, I'll hide it for you.
Thanks, Benson.
Yeah. Imagine that. Fake lettuce to hide money in. Lord have mercy, what are white folks going to think of next?
All right, Benson, I am here. Where is Buchanan?
Oh, just relax, Krause. He'll be along any minute.
How do you plan to handle him?
Just leave it to me, sweetheart. I'm going to talk to him businessman to businessman.
Excuse me, Benson. Mr. Buchanan is here.
Well, show him in, Denise.
Well, here goes nothing.
Is that your pep talk? How do you do, Mr. Buchanan? I'm Benson Dubois, and this is Gretchen Krause, our head of household affairs.
Nice to meet you both.
That remains to be seen.
Oh, we appreciate your flying in. Have a seat.
I don't fly. I always travel by train. Well, you said you had some ideas to save me money. I'd like to hear them.
We certainly do. As you know, there are some terrific tax breaks for people who restore old buildings.
I'm listening.
Well, why don't we put a few figures into the adding machine?
Yeah.
Fine with me?
Okay. Now, let's see. Let us say we take the square footage of your hotel.
54,000 square feet.
All right. And reconstruction cost of?
Approximately $125 square foot.
Uh-huh. Now, that comes to?
$6,750,000.
Right. Now, the renovation cost would be...
About $175 a square foot.
Uh-huh. Which comes to...
$9,450,000.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Uh-huh. But now you can take a 20% investment tax credit, which is the savings of...
Less than $1,000,009. It's not enough.
Well, but don't forget there's rental income.
There's property tax.
There's convention fees.
There's insurance.
There are concessions.
It needs a whole new roof.
There are shops. There are restaurants. There's miscellaneous. Uh-huh. The warranty must be up.
Oh, nuts!
Look, no matter how you figure it, it's cheaper to tear the old place down.
People live in that hotel. They think of it as home. Put that in your computer head, Weisenheimer.
I think I've heard enough. Time is money. The bulldozers start taking the hotel down today. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
Today? I thought it was next week.
I changed my schedule. Have a nice day.
So, you had all the answers. I'm going to talk to him, businessman to businessman. Well, it didn't work. So now we are going to do it my way. I'm going down to that hotel, and if they're going to tear it down, they'll have to do it over my dead body.
Hotel right now.
Forget it. If they're going to tear this place down, they'll have to bury me in the rubble.
Kraus, if I have to put you over my shoulder and carry you out here, I will.
You lay one finger on me and I will spread your nose all over your face.
Well, you don't scare me. You don't scare me. I can take you.
It's too late, Benson. I am going to handcuff myself to this hotel.
You're what? No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Benson,
no. Oh, Benson, you're ruining everything.
Oh, you'll thank me in the morning. Come on, get out of here.
Hey, we're about to demolish this hotel. You kick...
You two.
You home wrecker.
Kraus, zip it up, huh, for a minute. She's very upset. You can't blame her. You're about to tear down this beautiful hotel.
It's old. It's not worth anything.
Oh, you are young, and you aren't worth diddly.
Kraus, put your mouth in neutral.
Now, look, I want both of you out of this building, and I want you out now.
Well, just give us a minute. Let me tell you about the hotel. It's got quite a history.
I don't care. I'm not in the museum business.
That's because being in the Dummkopf business takes up all your time.
Now, look, loudmouth.
If anybody's going to call this woman a loudmouth, it's going to be me. Now, you have to be taught some manners.
Who's going to teach me? You?
If you insist.
I've got him! Yeah.
Get this woman away from me!
Kraus, what are you doing?
Get her away from me!
You can't take prisoners?
Oh, yes, I can! I'm going to chain him to this railing. Once that be, they can't tear down the building.
Don't just stand there, you want a woman's crazy!
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, Kraus, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes,
no, you
can't. Stop.
No, you can't.
I can.
Oh,
I can.
Can't.
Whoops.
Kraus, you have really ripped it now.
Maybe so, but at least I kept this creep from giving the order to tear down the hotel.
You don't know anything. My foreman gives the order to tear down the hotel. That's what I pay him for.
Kraus, give me the key.
I can't. I left it on the kitchen table.
If I could reach you now, I would squeeze the living air right out of you.
Would you at least go outside and tell the bulldozer to hold the work? These walls are going to come down any minute.
Move it, woman!
Nobody is going anywhere until we work this out.
What the hell?
Hey, you people aren't supposed to be in here. And Mr. Buchanan, what's going on? We didn't know anybody was in here.
These lunatics chained me to this railing. Get some bolt cutters.
Yeah.
And tell the guys outside to hold the work.
Right, right. Hold the work! We got a couple of loonies in here.
I imagine you're both pretty upset with me. It's just that so many things have happened in this hotel. So many famous people stayed here. I only wish these walls could speak.
So do I. That wall could have said, watch out, there's a bulldozer coming.
I'll always remember the day that Clark Gable stepped down off the Promenade Special.
Promenade Special? When did you ever see that train?
Right outside the front door.
What's he talking about?
Some train that used to stop here.
No, some train. Promenade Special is the greatest train ever ran the rails in America. My granddaddy was fireman on that train 22 years.
Well, toot my whistle.
Wait a minute. If the Promenade Special stopped here, this must be the Promenade Hotel.
Oh, yeah. They changed the name back in 1973. Did I forget to mention
that? Yes, you forgot to mention that. Well, that changes everything. You win. I can't tear this place down and break my granddaddy's heart.
Oh, Mr. Buchanan, thank you.
I heard you youngsters were in here. Good news. I got them to stop tearing down the hotel.
Is that so?
Sure. They were looking for the bolt cutters, so I threw them down the wishing well.
You better be able to swim, old man.
It's all right, Benson. I have the key.
Of course, I can't believe you'd lie to me about the key.
I know, I'm so ashamed. I'll never, ever be able to look you in the face again.
Can I count on that?
Well, you have to admit my plan worked. Now all our troubles are over.
Well, maybe your troubles are over, but I still got to do battle with the legislature over the budget.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I better get outside and make sure nobody hurts this building. This place is a treasure.
Look, Governor Primrose solved a problem just like that back in 25.
What did he do?
Well, his legislature wouldn't pass a budget either. So he went down to their building and shut off all the electricity and the heat. By noon the next day, they had a budget.
You know what, Eddie? That is a stupid idea. But it just might work.
Sure it will. Politicians haven't got much smarter. See you later.
Well, come on, Benson. Let's go home.
Wait, Miss Cross, I have one question.
Yeah.
How come you own a pair of handcuffs?
You wouldn't want to know.
She's right.